Last of all, the dogs would come sniffing, lean and hungry, the feral pack that was never far behind the Kalasar. The sheep had been dead longest. There seemed to be thousands of them, black with flies, arrow shafts bristling from each carcass. Karl Ogre's riders had done that, Danny knew. No man of Droger's Kalasar would be such a fool as to waste his arrows on sheep when there were shepherds yet to kill. The town was afire, black plumes of smoke roiling and tumbling as they rose into the hard blue sky. Beneath broken walls of dried mud, riders galloped back and forth, swinging their long whips as they herded the survivors from the smoking rubble. The women and children of Ogre's Kalasar walked with sullen pride, even in defeat and bondage. They were slaves now, but they seemed not to fear it. It was different with the townsfolk. Danny pitied them. She remembered what terror felt like. Mothers stumbling along with blank, dead faces, pulling sobbing children by the hand. There were only a few men among them, cripples and cowards and grandfathers. Sir Jorah said the people of this country name themselves the Lazarene, but the Dothraki call them Heishraki, the Lamb Men.